Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Ever contentious, always interesting. Good afternoon to you, Sarah Gon.
Thank you. Hello.
Burn your degree too. Where are you going
okay,
with that?
I was inspired by an article that Professor Jonathan Jansen wrote in Business Day this morning. And it basically went around the fact that the anguish being expressed volubly over the destruction of property and historic documents at UCT has aroused a fair amount of response and anguish, but he wondered why this similar anguish was not expressed by what they call the liberal elites in 2016 when students burned 23 works of fine art, buckies, buses, and similar. And he basically says that there is a double standard there. There's hypocrisy involved. Now, I sort of spent a lot of time dealing with this stuff during that 2015 to end of 2017 period. Was sort of indirect witness to all of this.
Yeah.
And they had chaos in 2015, roads was fallen, and then it became fees must fall in 2016 when these burnings occurred and the library at UKZN went up as well. I think one of the problems was that no disciplinary action was taken against what happened in 2015. It came up in 2016, but nothing really resulted from it. Then in 2016, the further action had to be taken when these events occurred again. And although disciplinary action was taken and certain students were expelled and even had criminal convictions against them, or the university acted, you know, in its typical way, and when there were disruptions at the end of 2017 about exams and people were threatened and hurt and buildings and stuff were damaged, university management went into an agreement with a group of troublemakers, should I put it that way, that they would rescind if they signed an agreement, they would rescind their disciplinary action, and even went so far as to get one of the guys out of jail. And who was this one guy who got out of jail? This was Mazikole Mlandu. Now, they had signed these agreements, and the university hoped that, that acknowledging their wrongdoing and that there would be no more disruptions for the exams. And, of course, there were. And then we said Mlandu, who was very much in the thick of things in all of this, he, at the end of 2018, he obtained his honours degree, and his honours degree was in political science, and a lecturer in political science is the well-known Lwazi Lushaba. I think
he spoke about him last week, right?
And he was the chap who, at the end of his dissertation, wrote in the acknowledgements, for no particular reason, one settler, one bullet. And he was congratulated on obtaining his honours by the Vice Chancellor Mamokgethi Pakeng, and she called him "Congratulations, dear son," on completing his paper. Now, said Mlandu wrote on Twitter about the burning this week: "Today has been a beautiful day. In Azania, flames went up like angry bull. It said to those who were listening, there are decades where nothing happens and there are weeks when decades happen. Lenin." And other people wrote similar nasty, racist, I don't even know what to call them. And I thought perhaps the response to anyone who wrote such a thing or said such a thing, who got a degree from UCT, should have their degrees rusticated, i.e. rescinded.
What has been the reaction to that kind of suggestion?
As far as I know, nothing. Nothing has happened. I mean, surely you can't, on the one hand, try and change the university and then go about it being violent. It doesn't quite change to the extent that you want it to. You write an honours paper that doesn't get, only 2 or 3 days later got criticised by the Vice Chancellor about the settler, one settler, one bullet. So you let that pass, he gets his degree, he goes out into the world, and then he writes that this was all sort of well deserved. The fact, the irony that the African, a lot of African studies pieces and artifacts went up in this, in flames, doesn't seem to have concerned them. And I think you can't kind of have it both ways. Even if you've worked hard, it doesn't matter. You can't hate your university and accept a degree from it at the same time. And I think the way to deal with this is to withdraw the degrees.
It's really interesting, Sarah, the extent to which students at universities do seem to get away with whatever it is they do. I don't ever recall any accountability for actions having been taken on any campuses ever, really, unless I'm wrong.
Well, you see, what happens is you have woke administrations and woke management, and even if they're on the receiving end and take action, invariably pressure is put on them to withdraw the action, usually by threatening or enacting some amount of violence and disruption. And the problem with that, of course, is that you have to take the disciplinary action because you have to send the message. You also have to, it's like anything, it's like school or anywhere else or business. You have to clear those sort of malignant forces out of your university.
Unless, of course, they're just saying what you're thinking. So, interesting times. We wait and see.
Don't hold your breath.
Don't hold your breath. Sarah Gon, as always, thank you so much. Shabbat shalom. And no doubt you'll be with us next week again.